With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
I'm continuing now with my, I guess it's a mini-series now, almost, mini-series of my catch-ups with the other RCR hosts. And we've talked to Rodney, we've talked to Marie, we've talked to Jerry, I've talked to myself. I'd like to welcome the founder, originator, and host of the Truth Speaker Show on RCR. It's on Monday, 1 to 4, also Thursday, 1 to 4, Saturday, 4 to 7, repeated on Mondays and Sundays late in the evening. Truth Speaker is the name of the show. Tobias Tahi joins me now as part of that. Tobias, it's great to have you on. Good to talk again.
Yeah, kia ora, bro. Thanks for having me on.
I remember talking with you first up before we started. So that's almost a year ago. In fact, probably about this time a year ago.
That's going back a year ago. I think that was almost one of the last times we spoke. It's been that full on.
I know.
It's gone that quick.
I've been totally aware through all that time, of course, and following the progress and listening not to every program, but to quite a few. And I remember listening to the first show that you kind of laid down and sent through, and you were saying, this is my idea of what I can do. And I just knew in my bones that it would just sit so well with what we were, and we hadn't even started then, what we were sort of kind of thinking of what we're trying to do. So I wonder what it's been like for you the last year doing that program, the engagement that you've had, and the kind of the messaging and the philosophical sort of part of it as well. How's it been?
It's been a beautiful personal growth process, is the best way I can call it. When I first got the call from you guys, I was just, it was exactly what I'd been sort of picturing my path to enter into.
Yeah.
But as I've grown and evolved doing it, it's gone from, in my personal life, I can't so much subscribe to the problems of the world, to the politics. So I'm trying to portray that in my message, in my shows, that we can take a break from all that is, and it's healthy to take a break from all that is.
Yeah, though you still touch on things.
Yeah, I've got a big mouth, so I can't not say what I think. Yeah, exactly, and I guess that aligns with being in radio. We've got a voice, and it's powerful to use it. A lot of times I will speak on things because there are certain things that need to be spoken on, but I try to round it off in a observe, don't get caught up in it, and don't get consumed by it all. It's healthy for us to observe and know what's going on, know about the politics or the worldly issues, but we can't continuously live our lives just consumed by it all.
Right.
I think that is part of the, it's part of the trap in a sense.
So the observer role is probably how you'd put that, which of course is quite interesting because if you're into physics and quantum physics, you know that the observer is the key part of it. How things are observed creates kind of a reality. What gets you thinking? I mean, when you're sort of getting ready for a show, when does it come to you? Like, I think I'll do this.
It comes as I'm doing the show, if I'm being completely honest. There's a little bit of prep, obviously. We all need to prep and plan what we're going to be doing, but everything flows naturally. Whatever comes through me from the universe, from God at that point in time, that's the direction we're going.
Yeah, I've often wondered, because there's a power in communication here, no doubt about it, and some of us get to exercise it, however, whatever way we end up doing it. Do you feel like you kind of been put here for this?
Leading up until before my son was born, it was all I'd done was fight, was speak truth, was just this. I sort of had my awakening at the age of 10. So I'm watching a lot of the things people are talking about.
I'm not going to let you get away with that. What happened at 10?
Well, at 10, I was sort of around people who spoke about the things we're sort of, everyone's speaking about now. And then I think I would have been about 12 or 13 when 9/11 happened, and I was aware of the truth, well, one version of truth of that. So my point is my mind has been thinking along these lines that a lot of people have woken up to in the past 4 years for a long time. So now leading up to this point, I'm in a place where I feel I observe things a lot differently now that my son has come, because to be continuously consumed by all of that is doing nothing for him. Right. My energy and focus needs to be him, and my, you know, focusing on, I can't say too much of what we're doing in our backyard, but preparing for potential collapses,
yeah,
preparing for the future ahead. So
I think it's called being resilient. Enhancing your resilience is the nice way of, way of putting it.
We're trying to get ourselves into a position of being the resistance. So if there is the great collapse or the World Economic Forum do start these agendas that a lot of people are talking about, we're in a position to say, we don't need your help. We don't need any of that. We stay within our fence line, within our community.
Yeah.
And not a lot we need from the...
Yeah, no need to come knocking.
Yeah, exactly. And if they do come knocking, then they do want to cut off our supply and resources. We're in a position to supply ourselves.
Yeah. Do you think, because when we started, you know, a year ago, it was still pretty close to the most intense part of the last 3 years. I'm always referring to it as the last 3 years. Do you think things have changed a bit, that people are more questioning now? The creaks and the groans, you can sort of see them, hear them more than you could. Do you think it's happening? And do you think it's happening at a speed that will make a difference?
Yeah, I think the wider population, because whenever COVID hit, 2020.
Yeah, early 20. Called, yeah, early or 19, 20, late yeah. 19, if you believe the other people, yeah.
Yeah, and what happened was what was called the Great Awakening, and there was the Truth and Freedom Movement, which we kind of boxed ourselves into. We kind of just became just within that. But I think going back to your question, there is a wider movement of people waking up and seeing it, and somewhat a silent majority who are just sitting back, afraid to speak on it because there is that conspiracy theorist narrative. And yep. Just afraid to, but they are in their own mind questioning and looking and observing. And I think what's happened is government media, legacy mainstream media, and government have taken the wisdom of humans for granted. They have thought everybody are just blindless fools who are going to listen. But over the period of the last 3 years, just the general person is questioning everything and reflecting back to a lot of the stuff we have been saying. So there is a wider spread awakening. And you can see that in the collapse of legacy media.
Yeah.
If humanity, and it's even happening overseas, I think I saw some big American media outlet is struggling.
CNN, I think it's CNN.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was CNN. So if you look at that as an example or a reflection, if people weren't over the narrative, over the agenda, over the propaganda, and just done with it, they would still be engaging with all that, but they're not. And it reflects in their numbers, it reflects in their revenue, it reflects in everything they're doing, and their struggle is a sign of the times. So I think we...
Yeah.
And there was one thing that it was David Icke said once. He said when he hears people saying, we need to wake more people up, we need to wake more people up, his answer to that is always, try being him in the 90s.
Yeah. I actually interviewed David Icke when I was at RNZ.
He's got an amazing mind, doesn't he?
And one of the things I was really curious about to find out from him was, what was it like to be such a lone voice? Now, if people are twisted up about being called conspiracy theorists and all that, hey, join the club. It's happening to a lot of people. But back when he was starting out, he was the only one. He told me that people would come up to him in the street and bollock him, you know, go nuts at him because of, you know... He took the incomings. It's quite an interesting story, that. Very interesting.
It takes a strong man to stand how he did and still to this day standing in that same... He's never changed his message. He's never changed his path. But that's why today when people get labeled conspiracy theorists, it's nothing. It's a grain of salt. And we need to stop being offended by labels and all that. And in the same breath, we need to stop labeling people, because... I'm personally, and I was part of this, anything I disagreed with, I labeled woke.
Yeah.
And we start throwing these labels around, and that's the division that the establishment wants. They want us to be conspiracy theorists. They want them to be woke. And then there's that division down the middle where we can never find that common ground to say, hey, we both want what's best for this nation. Because the people who we label woke, there's extreme woke, and then there's people on our side who are extreme awake or conspiracy theorists. Well, there's an extreme version of everything. So you find that middle ground where there's that common overlap of the people who just want what is best for this nation and for humanity. And that's when you can start throwing around solutions and being like, hey, we actually kind of agree on a different end of the spectrum, but we have that middle ground agreement that this is what we want. And that's where you find change in a population and in a people. But at the moment, we are so far conspiracy theory, so far woke, and it's just this giant bridge that needs to be built in order to find any sort of resolution and pathway, because the woke are going to live in this country no matter what we say. We as conspiracy theorists are going to live in this country no matter what they say. We've all got to find a way to coexist. And that's something David Icke said a very long time ago, is all these labels we throw around, and he's the king of throwing labels, so it's quite ironic. They said that quite a while ago of common ground is the only way a people will ever move forward, because the establishment wants the division, whether it's race-based.
Yeah, if you understand that they have no preference in the end anyway, there's no favorites. Yeah. It's just what works and what puts people at each other. In the title of your show is the word truth. Seems to me, and we've talked a bit about this with other guests over the time on this program, seems to be that actual truth, what is true, has taken a huge hit, to the point now where you can almost persuade people, even if they're seeing it with their own eyes, that they're actually not seeing it. It's weird. Mm.
Yeah, and the truth has become offensive, but that's human nature to be offended by the truth. And I think the best thing people can do to, and this is every human can do to accept the truth, is first start accepting truth about ourselves. Because it's human nature. When someone tells you a truth about you that, hey, you da-da-da-da, whatever you're doing, you get offended. That's trickled into politics. That's trickled into social issues. You hear the truth, automatically offended. And I think, I don't know how much time we've got, but there's a theory I've held on to all my life that the reason we grow up and become adults who are susceptible and okay with being lied to by politicians, by the media, and we it's normal to, the politician lied. That's just politics. Oh, the media lied. That's just politics. That's become normal in this world. And I think that stems from, as children, we are lied to about the Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. As the frontal cortex lobe is developing, we are lied to. And then we learn, we were lied to. But that's okay to be lied to. So you grow up all your life feeling something in your subconscious mind feels, we were lied to, but that's okay. So then the media lies. Oh, the media lied. That's okay. Oh, the politician lied. That's okay. You see what I mean? So it stems from that young age of being lied to.
So the truth doesn't matter so much, really. Really. It's like, they all lie. Well, of course they would. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they have created. I mean, the truth 100% matters. I'm not saying the truth doesn't matter, but people grow up to just...
I never thought that you were saying that.
Yeah.
But the thing, in the end, the truth does matter. That's the thing. And if you can't face it, what's that Jack Nicholson line? You can't handle the truth.
I added that to the intro of my show.
You've got to be able to handle the truth.
You've got to be able to handle the truth. But it goes right back to handling the truth about ourselves. And that's a lot of what my message is about, is self-accountability, self-growth. Because if we... You ignore the agendas, you ignore what the World Economic Forum are trying to do. You bring it back to a core issue of taking self-responsibility for everything you do. And if every human on this earth done that, things will get better. But we're too busy. This person's to blame, the government's to blame, my next door neighbor's to blame, the woke person down the road's to blame. You know what I mean? And until we bring it back to, I am to blame for everything in my life, then I don't think we will see a substantial change. We might see a political change, we might see all of the ideological changes, the agendas might shift, but we won't see a humanity shift because everyone's too busy blaming everything other than ourselves.
Yeah. Got to get past that sort of phase. Just thinking back to what you mentioned before, we were talking Great Awakening. I first heard that term in 2016 with the QAnon rage. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about that. That was 3 years before COVID. Looking back now, just saying that actually that's exactly what happened.
That great
awakening that was being talked about and put into the rabbit hole, some could argue it's happening right now as we speak.
It's happening now. It's happened before. I remember back in the early 90s hearing my elders talk about the Great Awakening. It's just as a kid, you pick up these things. You know, you're a sponge. You're listening in.
Yeah.
I remember them talking about it back then. And we had another one with, it happens with substantial of significant events. So 9/11 created a Great Awakening. COVID, a Great Awakening, because it's these big events that make people question. So we're going through one now, and we're still going through one, and we'll go through another one in the future, and there'll be another one. But I think on the back of COVID, we're going to have a continuous roll because there's a plan being rolled out. So it's going to be a continuous roll of questioning and a greater amount of people awakening. And also in that same time, there is a universal energy that is causing the human mind to develop into a fifth dimensional reach, which you start seeing perspectives from a different thing. So there's a natural brain awakening too that can't be stopped, which is also why they're trying to keep us dumbed down with the fear, with the be scared of this, be scared of that.
The fluoride.
The fluoride is another part of stopping that natural human mind awakening. I mean, you can have an information grade awakening, but our mind is naturally awakening too. It's human evolution. It's our minds are evolving as the
as
universe.
As a perceptive thing, right? As a sort of a greater understanding.
Yes, exactly. The way people see things now is differently. So that aligns with people no longer resonating with the media because they're looking at it and they just know. Your brain, without knowing why you just know. And that comes with that natural awakening of the mind, which is connected to, how do I explain it in a simple term?
It's a consciousness system in a way, isn't it? I mean,
it's a consciousness system that we're all connected up and then comes back down and we're all connected and aligned. So the more people who are thinking a certain way, the more that becomes the reality that humanity lives in. And that's why the media is set, or the mainstream media, the news, the legacy is set the way it is, because it keeps people on that dumbed down, that level of fear, worry. So if the majority are scared, worry, then that's the direction you're shifting humanity.
Fear is fear. Boy, do they use fear. Okay, are you going to be making any music this year?
Yes, definitely. Again, it goes back to where I focus my energy. And my son, he's just turning 2, so obviously he's at that age.
Two.
That first year is like, cute. Not much happening, but now he's in that 1 to 2 year, and he's a powerful boy.
Don't they boot up quick? You've noticed, right? They boot up so quickly.
Nowhere, man. He just went from their little baby, because, you're cute, to just all of a sudden, he's off and he's his own person. And it's my first child, so I'm going through my own personal growth with all that. So my point being, where I focus my energy at the moment is basically on him, and then music will happen. But, there's a time and place for it all.
Well, it's great catching up with you, Tobias. Thanks for what you do. People love the show. It sits so well on what we do, and it's great to have you on along with all the others to talk about your show. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, cool. No, I appreciate you giving me the time to have a quick chat, and I'm sure we will catch up again.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.